With Laura Fox Podcast.
Now, Tarana Sullivan. I was just telling you off air there about how my dog gets collected in a bus. I can't believe you didn't believe me.
I can't. A bus comes and the dog gets on the bus and goes off to daycare.
My child goes off to doggy daycare.
And he's happy to just leave his home and go on this bus.
Goes with his friends, Darren.
And there's other dogs on the bus.
There's other dogs on the bus.
This is wild.
The reason why I'm talking about it is because they just sent me all the updates. So I cannot stop laughing at him just running around the field. He's so cute. Like,
I just can't believe this happens in Ireland.
Yeah, I know. Something else I cannot believe happens in Ireland. Nice segue.
Speed dating.
Speed dating.
So dating at speed.
So when we went to the Pound on Thursday, we were looking for a husband for Taryn.
Yeah.
And sorry, I need to be very clear about this, right? And I know that I briefly mentioned it. We laugh and we joke. We're like, oh, Taryn's my husband.
But we're being serious.
Being genuinely serious, because you are looking for love.
Oh yeah, no, I am. Genuinely. Yeah. And I'm willing to try lots of different things. So that's why I tried the speed dating. And I think the apps are quite dead at the minute.
Okay.
So speed dating was huge in the 90s.
Was it?
It was huge, okay? It came about in the 90s and in the early 2000s, it was also huge. Not as much in Ireland, but this is in America, popular culture, all this kind of stuff. And now it's having a resurgence.
Okay. So, I need you to talk me through this. From the second you walked in the door, what happened?
So you walk in the door. So I brought a friend with me.
Okay.
Which I would recommend.
Also single.
No.
Sorry, I'm just double checking.
I'm joking. Yeah, a single friend. Luckily,
because I was like, can you have a emotional support partner? I would come with you.
Oh yeah, well you'd have to sit like
on the sidelines.
Yeah, cheering. So I did bring a single friend with me, which I would recommend for anyone because it is, of course, so nerve wracking. And I saw so many people walk in on their own, and I just thought, how brave.
Yeah,
like it's a bit like doing a skydive or something. Like it's really quite scary and nerve wracking. But so you walk in, and then they give you like a passport book.
Okay.
Like, I don't know if Tor has one for his injections. You know them kind of things, and you write down.
Or if people have ones for going on holidays.
Yeah. So they give you this book. And then, so how it worked at the one that I went to is like women sat down and then the men move around.
Stunning. Make them work.
Oh, so it's 20. Mine was 24 dates, 5 minutes each.
What?
Yeah, 24. So I can't do the maths. That's like 5 hours, isn't it?
It's like 10 days.
It like is so long.
24. And did you just take notes then? Or, you know, like how do you remember?
So on your little passport book, there's a space. So you write whose name it was, what number. So you get name tags.
Okay.
Which is like, that's not sexy, is it?
Not really.
No, the name tags were a bit muck.
But also, how else are you supposed to
know? Yeah. That's the way. And then you write notes and then you tick like yes or no if you want to meet them again.
Okay.
And then someone, I have a sound of the bell. So someone rings the bell after 5 minutes. That was the actual bell. And you move on to the next person when you hear that sound.
Did everybody pensively look around them for a second?
I was like, oh my God. So like it, I thought it was so, so good.
Genuinely.
Because like, it's so hard to date. And if you go on a night out, you might meet one person that you get chatting to. And then they mightn't even ask for your number. Like this was 24 people that were actually single and looking to date.
Was there prompts or did you just sit down?
Yes.
Okay.
So now I didn't need the prompts.
Of course.
Because
of course
yap.
This and yap.
This is it. Like I could yap for Ireland. But there was like cards with prompts like, you know, what's the best place you've ever been on holiday? Okay. So like, that was there if you needed them.
Which is quite good because you can, you know, all right, you're good for an all yappity yap.
Yeah.
But if you're not and you get really nervous, it can hinder everything. You only have 5 minutes with this person.
The prompts were really good to help people just keep going, keep the conversation going and maybe ask something you wouldn't normally ask because normally meeting someone for 5 minutes, it's a very surface level conversation, but you had to go a little bit deeper in the 5 minutes.
Like you need to go further than, hi, how are you? Where are you from?
Hi, how are you? Yeah. So it did get repetitive, a tiny bit repetitive, but you know, you were there, you were getting a lot of bang for your buck.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would really, really recommend it. Like it's low pressure and you can't get catfished.
Oh, because they're there in front of you.
They're physically there in front of you. But I would say it could be a little bit superficial because you are just, you're looking at how people look.
Yeah, but isn't that not what life is anyway?
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you go to the pub or when you go out in a coffee shop or if you see someone who you think that you fancy. So then, like, that's how you initiate a conversation out of that. Then sometimes you can be like, well, they're not for me. Once they open their mouth. But you need to actually have that physical attraction first.
This is it. I was actually doing a bit of research earlier and I came across this video about speed dating and it actually made me laugh. I was insulted early this morning on Play Free.
So you're single, been through a breakup, divorced, or just getting back into the game? These days, many are even single by choice. Besides, you're busy with friends and family and have a crazy work schedule. Still, it would be nice to have someone, like all those other couples you see, having that person to come home to and spend your weekends with.
I nearly threw the computer out the window. I was like, don't upset me like this.
It was a bit much.
Yeah, but then the video went on to explain speed dating. I really, really would recommend. And there's also speed dating weekends you can go on.
Oh, so like a full weekend.
A full weekend just for single people. Like, it is amazing. Especially, I feel, as I've gotten older, there's less single people.
Yeah. But also, like, we talked about this on Thursday. The apps can only take you so far now.
Yeah.
And you're kind of sick of them. And you are at that point where you are seeing someone for a reason, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just because you're like, oh, I just want to hook up, I just want to do that. And there's no problem with that if that's what you want to do. But if you're looking for something that is long term, you need someone who else is in the same mindset as that.
This is it, and this is what speed dating would do. I would say the best way to be interesting is to be interested. And I would say a lot of, I felt the dates, they weren't really asking as many questions back, but maybe that's nerves.
I think it's nerves.
Yeah.
I would say it's very hard to sit down, especially Taryn, like, you are a really good looking girl and you are yappity yap. You are. No,
yeah.
Don't beat yourself down like that because you genuinely are. And when you sit down then and then you're so confident when you speak because you speak for a living.
Yeah.
You do stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more terrifying than that to anyone on the planet.
I think that puts the men off though.
That you're a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, they run.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be used as content.
Oh, definitely.
You're going to come up with an alias.
Everything's fodder, isn't it?
Everything.
So on your card, you put down who you want to match with, right?
Yeah.
And then the next day you get an email. So they only give out your details if both people have matched.
Sorry. Okay, so this is what I was going to ask you
next.
Like, did you get a number? How does this work?
Yeah, so on your card, you fill it out who you want to match with. And if they want to match back with you, then the next day you get an email and it's like, this is who's matched with you, and then details are exchanged. So it's very safe.
Yeah, it is. And also, you know that your number isn't being handed out to someone that you haven't any interest in.
Willy-nilly, yeah.
Karen got in touch just to say, the passport book I got is called The Judgment Card, to subtly update after each date. I went solo in March after coming out of a long-term 9-year relationship. Great way to throw yourself back into the deep end.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant way to throw yourself into the deep end. And if you can do 24 mini dates, you can do
Anything.
Like, I would say for my confidence, even just with dating, it was, you know, you can get through it even if you're not interested.
I'm assuming that you did prefer it to the apps.
Much preferred it to the apps.
Did you find anyone there? Like, are you chatting?
So I got an email the next day to say that I didn't, no one matched back
with me.
That's
okay.
Yeah. But like, water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, there's, at the end of the day, there's only 24 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not the end of the world. Would you do it again?
I would definitely do it again. I thought it was fun. And do you know what? So every time we went to the loo, the laughing in the women's bathroom was hysterical. Like, we laughed and laughed with these rats because you're sharing a kind of scary experience.
Yeah.
So it was like girls' bathroom times 10. Like, we were like roaring in the bathroom laughing.
Did they have to play this in the bathroom to get you back out?
Yeah. That's what they did. Time
Come
to
on,
go, girls.
So genuinely, did they give you toilet breaks? Like,
yes.
Mini breaks,
so you got a 15-minute break halfway through.
Okay, great. Because I was going to say, it's intense talking to that many people in one go.
So intense. So my friend that came with me, she said towards the end, a guy sat down with her and she was like, can we just sit in silence for a minute?
Just have a breather.
Yeah.
But that could be what that other person is looking for.
This is
to sit comfortably with someone.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's a true sign.
Can you and Brian sit in silence?
That's all we do most of the time.
Did you run out of things things to talk about on holiday. That always scared. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But we were okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, we went our separate ways. So like he went on one sun lounger, I went on the other, and he was listening to a podcast and I was listening to a book that the other person had no interest in. So
yeah,
there's no
course.
Point in trying to be like, this just happened and that. So we regurgitated. I wonder how Thor is getting on all the time, which is what I assume people with kids do all the time.
Yeah,
they look up
definitely.
Pictures of the kids. I've got some more texts in here. Susan said, met my now husband through speed dating at an event in 2016. I highly recommend it. I've been through a couple of Your Friend, My Friend events. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this is the one that I went to. That's what that
called. It's called Your Friend, My
yeah.
Friend.
So okay. You can Google it and all the information's up there.
I love them. Sick of the apps. This is a great alternative. Sorry, another thing, because it's just popped into my head as well. Is there an age limit on this one?
So mine was 30 to 40.
Okay. Oh, fantastic.
So it's like a 10 year and then it goes up or down, I assume.
But that's actually really interesting because at the end of the day, I'm assuming that you would very much be like, you know, I'm looking for someone who is a certain age who has the same interests as me.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. Another one there says, I was there too, Taryn. Loved it. Thank God for the name tags. I'm terrible with remembering names.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is very, very cute. 51552 or 087-187-9200. Do you feel better after it?
I definitely feel better. And do you know what? It gave me a resurgence of kind of, there is nice people out there. Like everyone was nice and chatty and fun. And yeah, it's like there is cool, nice people out there.
And just because it didn't end in a date.
Yeah.
It kind of still restores your faith in humanity a bit. Yeah. I think with the apps as well, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, you know, like let's say you could be chatting to someone for a couple of minutes or even a day and then it could go nowhere and you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
But I've been chatting to men for weeks and then they just delete it or they just ghost you and that's because it's transactional.
But now you get to see it face to face and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's fine, but you still had a good interaction with someone.
And it's real.
Yeah, which is amazing. And more people to get to your stand-up gigs. Honestly, let's get the best out of this that we possibly can.
Yeah, I told them all to follow me on Instagram.
Of course you did. Taryn, thank you so much for A, going on the speed dating, but B, coming in and telling us all about it here.
Yeah.
And
I think if anyone's thinking about it, I think just try it.
Okay, fantastic.
It's a bucket list thing, if anything.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would.
Taryn, I love you. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.